The scales, soft as velvet to the touch and carefully laid one upon the other, form a roof that protects the eggs. Not a drop of rain or dew can get underneath it. Where did this soft covering come from? From the mother moth. She has stripped a part of her body for her children. Like the eider duck, she has made a warm overcoat for her eggs out of her own soft down. If one removes the scaly fleece with pincers, the eggs appear, looking like little white shiny beads. There are about 300 of them in one cylinder, quite a family for one mother. They are beautifully placed and remind one of a tiny ear of Indian corn. Nobody, young or old, could help exclaiming on seeing the pine moth's pretty little spike of eggs, "How handsome!"